Hi everyone. Today I'll be presenting Morpheus, a system built to automatically derive and enforce service level objectives in enterprise clusters. This work was done at Microsoft. My colleagues from Microsoft here can give you more information on the production deployment. So if we look at the clusters today, the resources are divided into bundles called containers. And the operator who runs the cluster wants to increase his revenue. He tries to pack in as many jobs as possible to improve the utilization and employs fair sharing across jobs. Now, the users, on the other hand, care only about the performance of their own job. The jobs that a user submits could either be single instance non-periodic jobs or periodic jobs with more stringent requirements. So Morpheus' focus is on periodic batch jobs in big data enterprise clusters like ad analytics. And the users who submit these jobs expect them to run predictably. They want the output before an expected deadline. However, in the state-of-the-art clusters, we have several roadblocks to achieving predictability. The sources of unpredictability can be broadly classified into two. Sharing-induced unpredictability is caused by resource sharing across jobs in the cluster. So when a job's actual resource usage exceeds the user's estimates, the completion time may vary depending on other jobs in the cluster. So if the cluster is lightly utilized, then the user may be able to finish before the deadline. However, if the cluster is heavily utilized, the user might miss his deadline. Then the sources of unpredictability over which we have very little control are grouped together under inherent unpredictabilities. This can be due to stragglers, failures, skew in input data, and other such sources. To illustrate the extent of this, we show a simple example. We run a single job multiple times on an otherwise empty cluster. So here we are running TPCH queries on a 275 node cluster over 10 TB of data. On the y-axis, we have relative runtime with respect to the median. And here we can see that there are significant variations, even though the job has the entire cluster to itself. So to understand the real-world impact, we analyzed user tickets at Microsoft, and we were surprised to find that more than 25% of user tickets at Microsoft is due to users complaining about their predictability. So this is a really serious problem. And the users currently have a very hacky solution, and that's over-provisioning. So we looked at the extent of over-provisioning on a 50,000 node Cosmos cluster. Here on the x-axis, we have provisioned resources divided by the used resources, and this is an empirical CDF over millions of jobs. So ideally, we would like to be at a value of 1, give the user exactly the amount of resources that he requires. But here we can see that if we look at average users, usage, 90% of the jobs have over-provisioning. They have a value greater than 1. Even if we consider the peak usage, more than 75% of the jobs are over-provisioned, and some of them even up to 100x. So this reduces the cluster utilization and makes the operator unhappy. So looking at the real-world clusters, we find this tension between the operator and the users. The operator wants better utilization, and the users need better predictability. And the operator tries to pack in jobs to improve utilization. This affects predictability, and the user over-provisions, and this reduces the utilization. And right now, this is a cat-and-mouse game. And both the operator and the users are in a losing position here. Now, the question is, can we help them work together towards their goals? So the key challenge here is that the operator should be able to provide enough resources for the user to complete before the deadline. Now, this is a very hard problem, because a user who has complete visibility into his application may not be always able to tell the exact amount of resources he needs. Now, can an operator actually predict the resource requirements without even looking at the job? That is a very hard problem. However, we can do it because our system focuses on periodic jobs, and they form more than 60% of the real-world clusters. Here, we analyze Microsoft clusters. So this allows us to learn the resource requirements of the job. In fact, we were able to achieve 5 to 13x reduction in deadline SLO violation, and simultaneously reducing the cluster size by 14 to 28%. So we built Morpheus to resolve this tension between the operator and the users. It has three main sub-components. The first one is the automatic inference module, which helps us to quantify the user requirements. It takes in logs from existing clusters, and it derives deadlines and estimates the resource requirements. Once we have these estimates, we give that to the reservation mechanism, which provides reservations, that is guaranteed resources and isolation between jobs, and packs them efficiently. But we saw that even if they have dedicated resources, there could be variations. So we have a dynamic reprovisioning module, which continuously monitors the job and responds to unpredictabilities. And data from the current run is continuously fed back into the automatic inference module for learning. We also have a provision where the user can either accept or reject the resource estimates produced by our inference module. Next, I'll go over these modules briefly. So the first component is the automatic inference module, and it's responsible for quantifying the user requirements. And here, the two main requirements are the deadline service level objective and the job resource demands. How much resources do the jobs need? So periodic jobs are often part of a DAG, and they depend on other jobs in the cluster. And we use these dependencies to derive deadlines. To be more specific, the deadline is derived by the read times of the first job that consumes the output of the periodic job A here. So here we are considering a pair of jobs, job A and job B, and B is the first job that consumes the output of A. And we look at multiple instances of this pair and look at the distribution of read times. And the first read time is used to derive the deadline. More detailed analysis can be found in the paper. Now we have this deadline estimate. Now is this useful? To understand that, we look at multiple pairs or all pairs of dependent jobs, and then look at the probability of failure of the dependent job B based on the condition of A. So A can either meet its deadline or miss its deadline. And B is 4 times more likely to fail if A misses its deadline. So this is a really useful estimate. We are demarcating a good scenario from a bad scenario. Now, how is this helpful? So we can use this deadline information only if it helps us to pack more efficiently. So that depends on the spare time before deadline. So here we have a CDF over jobs of spare time before deadline normalized with respect to job duration. So a value of 1 means that the job has enough time to run once again before the deadline. And here we can see that more than 70% of the jobs have high scheduling flexibility. They can be placed anywhere between the arrival and deadline. So this is very beneficial for our packing module. So the second quantity that we need to infer is the job resource demands. So we look at usage patterns or the container skylines from multiple runs of the same job and generate the best fitting model using a linear program. And we have a parameter alpha which allows us to control the level of fitting. So a higher alpha would mean more tighter fit with lesser resources. Now here I would like to point out that we have a generic inference module which is agnostic of the underlying system. And there are other alternatives available, such as Jockey and Perforator, which are built for specific environments. And the overall Morpheus architecture allows us to plug in any of these other existing resource estimation techniques. So now we have the deadline and the resource estimate. The next question is, how do we pack them efficiently? And we have a compact storage mechanism based on the least cost multiple of periods. And also, we developed an online packing algorithm. So the problem we have with periodic jobs is that we have millions of instances. So if we consider a 5-minute job running for 1 month, that's a lot of instances. We cannot store them separately. But we have an easy trick here. So consider 3 jobs, A, B, and C, where A and B have equal period and C has double the period. Now, if we look at the combined plan, it would look something like this. And if we observe carefully, we can see a repeating unit, which is given by the least cost multiple of periods. So it's sufficient to store this repeating unit. We don't need to store the entire plan. And in addition to giving efficient storage, this gives predictable allocation to user across runs. However, we might have a problem here. If we have arbitrary periods, the LCM could grow very large. But looking at real-world data from Microsoft clusters, we see that most of the jobs are daily jobs, and the periods have a very nice distribution, with the most of them being devices of 24 hours. So this allows us to have a very neat period of 24 hours. And for those very few jobs which have a period greater than 1 day, or which don't align well with 1 day, we treat them as non-periodic jobs and allow an external mechanism to submit requests periodically. So we also have other techniques in the paper. So we have an online load-aware packing algorithm called the low-cost packing. And that is a part of the reservation mechanism. We also have the dynamic reprovisioning module, which looks at the current run of the job. It does continuous monitoring, and it allocates more resources when the progress is slow. So we implemented the reservation mechanism, packing algorithm, and the dynamic reprovisioning module over Hadoop. This work is currently being open sourced and will go into production at Microsoft. And the automatic inference module is built as a standalone subsystem. We test Morpheus under 3 workloads: an enterprise trace from 50,000-node Cosmos cluster, a Hadoop trace from a 4,000-node Hadoop cluster, and the standard TPCH benchmark. So first, we validate Morpheus scalability by running it on a 2,700-node production cluster with over 100,000 containers. Here, we run a sustained 8-hour experiment with hundreds of reservation submissions per hour. And at peak, we have an aggregated capacity of 92 TB, which is the cluster capacity, and Morpheus is able to handle this load. So this shows that Morpheus can handle load in real-world production clusters. Next, we evaluate the efficiency of job estimation. So this is the graph we saw earlier. On the x-axis, we have provision divided by used resources, and this is CDF over all jobs. Ideally, we would like to be at a value of 1, give users exactly the amount of resources that they need. So a value greater than 1 would imply over-provisioning, and less than 1 would mean under-provisioning. Now, with Morpheus, we are able to reduce the resource, make the resource estimates much more accurate. The curve moves much closer to 1. And we also have a parameter alpha, which allows us to control the tightness of fitting. So if we increase alpha, the curve moves closer to 1, but at the risk of having some under-provisioning. In that case, we would need the dynamic reprovisioning module to compensate for that. So finally, I present the trade-off between cluster resources and SLO violation. So on the x-axis, we have the cluster resources required to accommodate a given set of jobs. And this is the metric that the operator cares about. And on the y-axis, we have the SLO violations, which is the number of deadlines missed. And this is the metric that the users are concerned about. And our baseline is the user provisioned resources on a 50,000-node Cosmos cluster. So we normalize both the axes with respect to the user provisioned resources. Now, if we use the same set of jobs and feed it into our inference module and use those estimates for packing, we can reduce the cluster size requirement considerably. But however, the SLO violations do not diminish much. And this is just the static provisioning module. Now, if we add dynamic reprovisioning on top of that, we can reduce the SLO violations as well. But since we are providing more resources to handle SLO violation, we increase the cluster size requirements. So this is for a given value of alpha. Now, we could consider another value of alpha. So alpha equal to 5 would mean tighter provisioning. So the cluster size requirements reduce further. However, the SLO violations are significantly increased in case of static provisioning. But if we use dynamic provisioning, we can reduce the SLO violations as well. So now we have a few data points, and this is a trade-off space between cluster resources and SLO violation. Notice that all these points are much better than what the user could do before. So Morpheus is much better in both metrics. However, but the operator has the freedom to choose the right level of tuning, the right amount of cluster resources, and the violations that he's willing to tolerate. So this is up to the operator. We have a few tunable parameters in our static provisioning module as well as the dynamic reprovisioning module. But we also have the ability to plug in other mechanisms, other schemes in these modules, and then explore this space further. So this will be going into production with Microsoft, and we'll have better idea about the trade-off space then. So finally, we have built this system which gives predictable performance with lesser resources, as well as while also giving higher utilization for the operator. It has three main modules. First is the automatic inference module, which learns the user requirement. And then there's a reservation mechanism, which gives isolation across isolation to the jobs. And then the dynamic reprovisioning module, which helps the job handle unpredictabilities. And we are able to achieve 5 to 13x reduction in SLO violations, while also reducing the cluster size by 14 to 28%. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mingzhe from the University of Chicago. So could you go back to the very first figure about provision resources over use resources under manual provision? The very first one. I think it's around slide number 3 or 4. Yeah, this one. So I saw there are around 10% to 20% of cases where a user can do relatively accurate manual provision. So when designing Morpheus, do you get any insight off of it?
So this is so here 10% don't exactly. So it's a very small fraction. So this is a CDF. So anything less than one is under provisioning.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, for me, the relatively accurate is between half and two, so I treat that as. So do you know how they do it? I mean, within certain.
So there are there is Jockey and Perforator, which can actually look at the application and give you exact resources that the user needs. So users could rely on these techniques, but so that small fraction could be users who are depending on existing framework, or it could be just a guess that somehow happen to be right.
I see. So in your paper, you claim that there are 80% of the users never change their provision. So is compare with this graph, is that coincidence?
No. So what we say is that when we look at a cluster over a period of 1 month, the user requests don't change. So that is the user asking for constant level of resources across multiple across all their runs. So that is not related with this exactly.
I see. Thanks.